Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is the 21st of December. I am Brian. It's great to be here with you today. Today would have been my parents' wedding anniversary. I always remember that because it's right before Christmas. Of course, my father has gone on to be with the Lord. But this would have been, this would have been their 50th wedding anniversary. So here we are, and back in Nashville, and a whirlwind. Nice trip up to South Bend, Chicago, Atlanta. Supposed to go to Chattanooga tomorrow, we'll see. And then we'll settle in for Christmas Eve. If you have no place to go for Christmas Eve, we'll be having a Christmas Eve service at the Four Winds Mission. And you can tune in and watch that live, and it's... Well, I can't say we have tons of experience, but it was really, really beautiful last year, and it wasn't broadcast. We weren't broadcasting. Yeah, but 6 p.m. Central Time on justin.tv/Four Winds Mission. And so you're invited. Anyway, it's fantastic to be with you on this beautiful Christmas week. So we have two books left in the Old Testament. Two. And we begin one of them today, and we'll stick with this one for about a week. Zechariah was written during the reign of the Persian king Darius. This falls within the same general time period that Haggai was written. Haggai and Zechariah were contemporaries. Within the first couple of verses, Zechariah reiterates what is a central theme of the Old Testament. Return to me, God says, and I will return to you. Throughout this book of prophecy, God confirms his acceptance of authentic worship, and they show that God is at work. They confirm God's sovereignty and clarify his control over the beginning and ending of everything, including man. This is not to say that he usurps a person's free will. Everyone's responsible for their own choices, but God is sovereign over all. There are eight visions and two oracles contained in the book of Zechariah. And much of the imagery is a clear and beautiful foreshadowing of Jesus, which is a beautiful thing to see here during Christmas week. Contained in these visions and throughout the imagery in them, we are offered great hope and promise. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 21. In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, saying, "The Lord was very angry with your fathers. Therefore, say to them, thus declares the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets cried out. Thus says the Lord of hosts, return from your evil ways and from your evil deeds. But they did not hear or pay attention to me, declares the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers? So they repented and said, as the Lord of hosts proposed to deal with us for our ways and deeds, so has he dealt with us. On the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Shibat, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, saying, I saw in the night, and behold, a man riding on a red horse. He was standing among the myrtle trees in the glen, and behind him were red, sorrel, and white horses. Then I said, what are these, my lord? The angel who talked with me said to me, I will show you what they are. So the man who was standing among the myrtle trees answered, these are they whom the Lord has sent to patrol the earth. And they answered the angel of the Lord who was standing among the myrtle trees and said, "We have patrolled the earth, and behold, all the earth remains at rest." Then the angel of the Lord said, "O Lord of hosts, how long will you have no mercy on Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, against which you have been angry these 70 years? And the Lord answered gracious and comforting words to the angel who talked with me. So the angel who talked with me said to me, "Cry out. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion, and I am exceedingly angry with the nations that are at ease. For while I was angry but a little, they furthered the disaster. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I have returned to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, declares the Lord of hosts. And the measuring line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem. Cry out again. Thus says the Lord of hosts, my cities shall again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion and again choose Jerusalem. And I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said to the angel who talked with me, what are these? And he said to me, these are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen, and I said, what are these coming to do? He said, these are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one raised his head. And these have come to terrify them, to cast down the horns of the nations who lifted up their horns against the land of Judah, to scatter it. Revelation 12, 1 through 13, 1. And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was crying out in birth pains and the agony of giving birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his heads 7 diadems. His tail swept down 1/3 of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she bore her child, she might devour it. She gave birth to a male child, one who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. But her child was caught up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, in which she is to be nourished for 1,260 days. Now, war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. And when the dragon saw that he had been thrown down to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. But the woman was given the two wings of the great eagle so that she may fly from the serpent into the wilderness to the place where she is to be nourished for a time and times and half a time. The serpent poured water like a river out of his mouth after the woman to sweep her away with a flood. But the earth came to the help of the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed the river that the dragon had poured from his mouth. Then the dragon became furious with the woman and went off to make a war on the rest of her offspring, on those who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. And he stood on the sand of the sea. And I saw a beast rising out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 diadems on its horns and blasphemous names on its heads. Psalm 140, 1 through 13. Deliver me, O Lord, from evil men. To the choir master, a psalm of David. Deliver me, O Lord, from evil men. Preserve me from violent men who plan evil things in their heart and stir up wars continually. They make their tongue sharp as a serpent's, and under their lips is the venom of asps. Selah. Guard me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who have planned to trip up my feet. The arrogant have hidden a trap for me, and with cords they have spread a net. Beside the way they have set for snares for me. Selah. I say to the Lord, you are my God. Give ear to the voice of my pleas for mercy, O Lord. O Lord, my Lord, the strength of my salvation. You have covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further their evil plot, or they will be exalted. Selah. As for the head of those who surround me, let the mischief of their lips overwhelm them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into fire, into miry pits, no more to rise. Let not the slanderer be established in the land. Let evil hunt down the violent man speedily. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and will execute justice for the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. Proverbs 30, 17. The eye that mocks a father and scorns to obey a mother will be picked out by the ravens of the valley and eaten by the vultures. Father, you say in the book of Zechariah, return. Return to me. You say it in begging tones, pleading tones. Return to me, and I will return to you. And you came for us, and this is a week of deep contemplation of the way that you came for us as we celebrate and as we consider this young girl, Mary, great with child, days away from delivery. And the baby was born and the world shifted on its axis. It never was the same again. Nothing was ever the same again. And because of that day, nothing has ever been the same for us. We ask for your mercy and your grace and your covering, your love and your guidance. We look forward to what you will do in our lives in the future, but we thank you for your kindness. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. Website's where to go to find out what's going on. I'm like a broken record. There's a lot going on, and there is. Passages is, well, the website's a good place to check in on what's going on and discuss passages, as is Facebook. As we prepare for the holidays, we've just spent some time doing a couple of television appearances on behalf of Passages and the Daily Audio Bible. And so when I get copies of those, we'll post them onto Facebook and you can tune in. I've gotten lots of emails from those of you who saw the Harvest show. So thank you for watching. Thank you for inviting your friends. This is the season. We're about to hit Christmas, and between Christmas and New Year's is when a very, very large amount of the population starts to take stock in their spirituality. And we have a number of programs running, both on Google and on Facebook, to invite people to experience Scripture in this coming year. We ask you to pray over those specifically. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, the website's also the place to go. And I thank you so much during this holiday season. Thank you so much for your partnership as we move into the coming year. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. And that will do it for today. I love you. I do. I'm loving you. I'm tired today. Very tired from the travel, but I love you very much. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Natasha calling from New York. I'm calling for a few reasons. One, I wanted to give a praise report. I called in about 2 weeks ago about my finals, and I was very anxious about it, and for whatever reason, I just felt so unsure of myself. But I did pass my finals, and out of 200, I got 199, which is purely God, because when it came right down to it, as I stated, I would sit down in front of the computer and not remember anything. And, you know, at many times it felt like God was just moving my fingers across the keyboard, and I just had to go with it, and I did. And so I truly believe that, you know, He is the reason that I was able to get the grade that I did, and I'm so grateful. Another reason I'm calling is I just wanted to call and ask for prayer and hopefully to encourage a few people. I'm a little behind on my listening, and so I know I'm a little behind with the prayer requests and everything, but I have been listening to a couple prayer requests that came in, and I just wanted to, you know, send a general, I think, encouragement to everyone, not to give up on God, because He truly, truly never gives up on us. Over the last couple of weeks, with school and work, and I just felt overwhelmed. And I believe I mentioned before, a long time ago, that I suffered from depression, and I got, you know, I had a bout with depression, and I just kind of isolated myself, and I knew what I was going through, but I couldn't get out of it. And I stopped going to church and stopped going to, you know, midweek service or anything like that. I've convinced myself that I really didn't need to, that it was okay. And what I realized is the longer I stayed away, the more the devil would come at me, the more things he would throw at me. And it was really a fight to stay connected to God. And I was able to do that through listening to the Daily Audio Bible and to and by just praying and, you know, asking God not to leave me. But I could feel myself slipping. And even though I knew he was holding on, I could feel myself letting go. And it was very scary. And I think sometimes we all go through that, you know, and then we get to the point where we feel like, okay, we have let go for so long, we couldn't possibly, you know, reach out again. He couldn't possibly still, you know, have his hands outreached trying to grab at us. And so we give up. At least, you know, this is something I do. And that's just not so, you know. No matter what you do, no matter what, you know, you're going through, no matter how dark the tunnel may seem, his hands are always outreach, always. He never retracts them. And I just wanted to encourage everyone with that. Another reason I'm calling is I heard a prayer request yesterday. I think it was November 23rd, and there was a young lady calling in who's paralyzed from a drunk driving incident. And, you know, she was talking about how, you know, she wanted her boyfriend to have a relationship with God because he was becoming distant in his relationship with God, and it was affecting them overall. And I was so touched by that, because what she said was that she wanted his relationship with God to strengthen more than she even wanted to be able to walk herself. And I just got so choked up over that, because you don't really hear that, unfortunately, that, you know, people want.
Tens of thousands of people around the world. It's amazing that I'm talking to you all. This is Daniel Johnson Jr. from beautiful Cincinnati, and I'm out walking my dog in a park like I often do, but it's just cold here. And if I'm calling, it's November the 30th. And I just finished listening to a podcast where John had called back, and I remember when John had first called, my jaw dropped, and I felt like, wait a minute, this is, you know, because I know there's a time delay of when the call happened, and it just seemed so urgent, and I'm really grateful that you're still hanging around, John, and this is one of those things about it being such a time-shifted medium in which we're communicating, and I'm really just encouraged so much by what this community is doing. Heard another man call in today about how he had gotten an iPod and first found the Daily Audio Bible on iTunes. And I mean, this is exactly why we do what we do every single month, so that people like you, people like me, can find the Daily Audio Bible and let it impact our lives. But I'm feeling just kind of emotional right now, and I know some of it is related to this time of the year. It's staying dark a lot longer here in the Northern Hemisphere, and it seems like this year it's affecting me a lot more than it has in some times. And also, you know, when I called, that's a couple of months ago, I just started a contract job, and thought it might last a lot longer than it did, but it lasted, and then it ended, and now I'm still kind of looking for what the direction of where the Lord is wanting to take me. And I'm really praying about that. I know that I am definitely not alone in offering up this as a prayer request. But I am just really asking for God to reveal what he wants me to do, but then also at the same time for the courage to take a stand and to claim what he has set out for my life, because I think I have an understanding of what that is, but I'm afraid to do it. I feel so much like Gideon in some ways, to, you know, afraid to come and lay claim to what God has put before me. I feel so limited physically and mentally by what I'm able to do. and this has all been forcing me to pray to God a lot more this year, and a lot more about this, and I'm convicted by that, and I know that there are many of us that we kind of know what we feel that God is calling us to do, and it may be to be a minister, but it may just be to do some type of work that really can affect and move forward His kingdom forcefully and powerfully through what it is that we do. God has given so many of us so many talents, and that we have access to this technology is something that is truly phenomenal. And right now, our world is a mess. And we have the ability, especially as people who can believe in the one and true creator of the universe and His Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit that is always living and active in our world, to do something phenomenal. And I know that we already are, but I know that God continue to reveal for that in our lives. And I just pray that we continue to lay claim, hold to it. And I know in one of the verses in the gospel, it talks about that the kingdom of God is always forcefully advancing, and forceful men will lay hold to it. And I just want to be a confident man and lay claim to what God has really chosen me and called me to do. And that through that, but through me pursuing the life that I was born to live and to do the work that I was born to do. And I'm not just talking about evangelism. I'm talking about doing, you know, using the talents and skills that God has given me to really help to build up and advance His kingdom and to evangelize for Him through what it is. You know, the scriptures about offering our